accountable, and President Trump is signing an executive order today aimed at promoting free speech on campus. There have long been serious concerns about the fairness and equity of the admissions process to elite universities, but the college admissions scandal has really exposed some of the weaknesses that experts say will result in far-reaching changes. Parents are coming forward and saying how Rick Singer approached them about getting their child into school. This student, who Singer helped get into USC, explains how the whole process began.
He asked her what my grades were. He asked her what my ACT score was. She told him, and he said, oh, those aren't getting her into Ivy Leagues.
The student continues on ABC's Good Morning America.
He goes, oh, well, you know, is she athletically involved in any way? Is she a star athlete? And my mom says, this girl can't play anything. She's terrible at athletics. And he kind of just said, oh, it won't be a problem. She didn't think it was anything weird. She just thought, wow, this guy must be so good at his job that it doesn't matter that my daughter can't shoot a basketball.
And finally, March Madness is in full swing with a full slate of NCAA basketball games both Thursday and Friday. And the NCAA tournament, though, ends up costing employers $13.3 billion in lost productivity. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.